sponsors of 4ZZZ.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Brooke and Maya with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, new data released by Queensland Police and analysed by The Guardian Australia has found that more than 90% of the allegations made against Queensland Police last year for assault or excessive force did not prompt any disciplinary action. Queensland Police Service's annual report found over the last year there were 2,996 complaints and 5,574 allegations. Of these allegations, 3,100 were judged by Queensland Police's ethical standards, command, and 1,562 remained open.
A student has failed to overturn fines of more than 3,000 for illegally advertising outside the Chinese consulate in the Brisbane CBD. Drew Pavlo put a sign at the consulate last year reading, "Nothing happened on June 4th, 1989. Change my mind," referencing the Tiananmen Square massacre. He was fined after he refused the council order to pack it up. He took the fines to the Brisbane Magistrates Court, where he was found guilty yesterday. Pavlo's lawyer, Anthony Morris Casey, says that the UQ student will appeal the verdict.
In national news, experts are calling for action against silica dust in mine sites. A worker from the Boddington Gold Mine in Western Australia has been diagnosed with early-stage silicosis due to long-term silica dust exposure. The Australian Workers Union is campaigning for national regulation with harsh penalties for non-compliance, along with a compensation fund for workers. WA Secretary Brad Gandy calls for prioritised screening for contractors, former staff and direct employees of the mine.
A fire broke out at King's Cross in Sydney in a hostel, forcing backpackers to evacuate this morning. Emergency services were at the scene before 9 a.m. Six fire trucks and 22 firefighters are working to contain the blaze. One person suffered burns while evacuating.
In international news, US House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has been voted out of his position by the Republican Party. McCarthy was expelled from his role yesterday in a 216-210 vote, allegedly due to infighting and persistent challenges within the party. This is the first time in US history that the House has voted to remove its leader.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane and with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all for news at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.